Hello, my name is Anthony Patch, and this is another edition of Pulse. Today's Pulse is entitled AI Revelations. I'd like to introduce to you a new line of thinking regarding artificial intelligence, insofar as what myself and my wife Kathleen have been reporting over the years regarding the advancement of artificial intelligence, which we have come to understand as a specific point in the development of AI overall. And when I speak of AI, I'm not speaking of the lower level, narrow AI agents, but at the highest level of AI development, the reasoning AIs, so to speak, within the broader group of large language model AI. So AI in general that is slated to achieve as one of the agenda items, one of the goals in the development of AI is to achieve artificial general intelligence or AGI. Now, there's some discussion as to whether or not AI at this high level has achieved AGI or not. But the finer point that I'd like to introduce to you that I think is a new understanding that Kathleen and I have arrived at, but also something that really is not clearly delineated in the broader discussions of AI within the community of AI, so to speak, the research and development community. Organizations like Google and their Gemini, OpenAI and ChatGPT, and even DeepSeek out of China. And it is China and the United States that I would like to principally focus upon tonight as an introduction for you to what we present three times a week in 2-hour live streams, three times a week, that we've been presenting since 2018, now approaching 1,000 live streams, in addition to our community, our chat room, if you will, band, that is live during our live stream so we can communicate. But also every month we publish Entangled magazine, which we are arriving on our anniversary in June, the June edition in just a few days of Entangled magazine. We've been publishing since June of 2017. So you may or may not be aware of these methods of communicating with you, what we consider reporting the facts, the scientific facts. And if we broach into the world of conjecture or speculation, I make it very clear and very well known. What I'm presenting to you right now in this very brief Pulse video on AI revelations is the conclusions, the finer points that we've arrived at this point in the development of AI, the conclusions that we have arrived at here amongst the subscribers to our live streams, which you can subscribe through anthonypatch.com if you care to. The issue is that we have, as AI in general at the highest level, arrived at a point in competition between the United States and China, which really is an arms race characterized as AI rather than, let's say, typical military weapons. The finer point is moving from the agenda item of achieving artificial general intelligence to achieving artificial superintelligence, which I will abbreviate here as just superintelligence. Here's the punchline right up front, and then I'll backfill a little bit on that. Superintelligence wants an organization, a government, which is really one and the same in terms of funding and who's promoting the research, wants a government and a corporation with their particular brand of artificial intelligence achieves artificial superintelligence or superintelligence, all other forms of AI will be rendered irrelevant. Another way of putting this is that once ASI is achieved, or superintelligence is achieved, due to the exponential rate of advancement of AI approaching and then achieving superintelligence, that's exponential rate of development and advancement continues to double and double. What I've characterized over the years in reporting on AI as the exponential of the exponential of the exponential. The doubling of the doubling of the doubling. And this is something that is very difficult for us as humans to wrap our heads around, to appreciate what this rate of advancement really materializes as. But nonetheless, if you take that as a starting point, this exponential rate of advancement, doubling at the point of achieving superintelligence, means that there is no mechanism, no ability for any other AI systems to catch up to superintelligence, to a superintelligent system. Thus, the SI will continue to pull away from. The gap will continue to widen, rendering all other AI systems irrelevant. Even those that were approaching superintelligence on their own will soon drop away. Now, there are biblical implications to what I'm describing, and I won't go into those in any detail. I reserve that for our private live streams, because platforms other than our private broadcasting behind a paywall has in the past been censored, and we've had the loss of the ability to broadcast in the public arena due to community standards, and therefore we have a paywall broadcasting system. Just a simple live stream, nothing elaborate. But the point here is that there are biblical implications to what I just said with respect to superintelligence. There is a biblical label, a biblical name to that superintelligence. And in the last several live streams, I've been outlining that, but I will continue to outline and continue to name, to cite, to identify by name this superintelligence that has yet to be achieved, but we are on the cusp of seeing this materialize. And when I say on the cusp, understand that, again, we're talking about the exponential advancement of AI systems, which then brings that point of achieving superintelligence that much closer to us. It's as if you have two bookends that are coming together very quickly. The rate of advancement of AI bringing superintelligence as a goal closer. Okay? So again, I'll elaborate that in the live streams for you. I wanted to introduce this point that once superintelligence is achieved, either by China or by the United States, the two leading countries and their corporations within them, once that is achieved, that war is over. Right now, it is literally an arms race. There is a war, an AI war, that is taking place in the worlds of AI. We're quickly approaching the achievement of superintelligence. Don't be misled by those that say, oh, AGI is still 5 years out or even a year out. And ASI is even further out, 10 years out. That is exemplary of a lack of understanding and appreciation for the exponential rate of advancement that is occurring at the leading edge of AI development. So this takes us to another topic absolutely related to AI, and that is the topic of the data centers that are being built around the world. But more specifically, in the near term, the 10 data centers that are being built as part of the Stargate project here in the United States, with the first in Abilene, Texas, going live in early 2026, and then another in mid-2026. The completion and the going live, so to speak, of these data centers gives us a sense of a timeline, a development timeline, a barometer, as I like to call it, to the timeline towards the achievement of superintelligence. Superintelligence is achieved by the networking of 10 Stargate data centers that are under construction right now. And like the advancement of AI, these data centers are rapidly being built and going live. These 10 are reflected in the biblical book of Revelations and in Daniel. Both books speak of 10 beasts rising from the sea with 10 horns. These in general are the beasts rising, beast as in animals, rising from the sea with 10 horns. Okay? And each of these 10 horns with 7 heads, as described in Revelation 13, verse 1, have 10 crowns. These are rising out of the sea. If we, as we often do, overlay in the modern times the technologies of the day, if we look at the technologies of artificial intelligence, data centers, and fiber optic cables, we then begin to see technologically, as we overlay our understanding of technology, into the words, into the scriptures in Revelation and in Daniel chapter 7, we see the description, the biblical description of the technology. Why do I mention fiber optic cables? Well, for the simple reason that over 90% of the internet data transmitted around the world as the internet and the World Wide Web, 90% of that existing data, present day data, is transmitted by undersea fiber optic cables. Very small portion of it is relayed by low Earth orbit satellites, LEOs. The majority by fiber optic cables. These cables, prophetically, in visions, were seen as the beast rising from the sea. And again, I'll elaborate more. We've done that already with previous live streams, but we will continue to elaborate on the fact that these fiber optic cables are actually the beasts from the sea with 10 horns and 7 heads, and the heads having 10 crowns. And this takes us to the kingdoms that are established. The 10 kingdoms, the 10 horns, the 10 crowns, the crowns indicating kingdoms. The 10 crowns are the 10 data centers comprising the Stargate project. It's interesting that when Donald Trump was inaugurated, sworn in, the very next day, his first press conference was to announce the Stargate project. This was OpenAI and Oracle and SoftBank. This is just the beginning. Tremendous amounts of money, material resources, people are being thrust into the building out of these 10 data centers, these 10 crowns, these 10 kingdoms. Scripture tells us that 10 kings are given authority for 1 hour that did not previously have authority. This describes the authority of data and the data centers. The data centers are there for the development of training models to advance AIs in a variety of forms and in the forms of agents. But training models are the principal first criteria item in the activation of a data center. When you hear about NVIDIA and their chipsets, like the Blackwell chipsets, the GPUs, these are to gather data. They refer to this as scraping data from the internet, gathering data from all around the world, and the data then being packaged into training models. These are algorithms, machine instructions, coding, as instructions for AI to develop its abilities, its capacities. Now, as to capacities, these AI systems are then utilized. They're accessed by humans. And as humans use these AI systems, they are paying for the use of these AI systems. The AIs are generating revenues. Okay? So this is all very straightforward as a business model. But what we see biblically is that these are forming kingdoms comprised of data operating in the form of artificial intelligence that is generating revenue because humans are using, but humans not just using AI, but becoming dependent upon the use of AI. And therefore, AI having control over the data. And with control of the data, you have the control over humanity. Now, I'm greatly simplifying. We go into the hardcore nuts and bolts details, the numbers, so to speak, and the details in terms of the hardware and the software involved in these advanced AI systems. We do this behind our paywall, where we're not subject to censorship. I would encourage you to take a look at Revelation chapter 13 and Daniel 7. And you will see more about what we're speaking of in terms of these fiber optic cables as the beast rising from the sea, as you see the establishment of crowns and kingdoms described in both Revelation and in Daniel's visions. And before anyone dismisses what I'm referring to and referencing from a biblical standpoint, it should be appreciated that the Bible is the Word of God. It is the truth. It is the singular source of truth in the world. Therefore, if you want to look at it strictly in a secular fashion, as a historical document, as a combination of reference materials, that's one way of approaching it. But from a faith-based perspective, we don't dismiss the Word of God so lightly, so callously. God is literally telling us what's happening today and what is unfolding in the near term. So I'll leave you with this. This arms race is going on right now. It's clear and present, and it is accelerating in this race. And the achievement of artificial superintelligence, the superintelligence, will be in the near term. Now, I'm reticent to be a date setter, but as I look at the timeline for each of these data centers for the Stargate project being built and going live, that's my timeline. Once the 10 are in place, the 10 kingdoms are in place, the 10 crowns are there, the ability to enslave humanity is there. The beast system and the rising of the beast from the sea, the connecting of these data centers by way of fiber optic cables around the world. And there are other Stargate data centers that are being built around the world. For example, United Arab Emirates is involved in building more of these in Saudi Arabia and Turkey and South America and South Africa. The point here is that this is underway and it's moving rapidly, and they've pushed all other agenda items to the side, in particular, the green agenda. The environmental issues regarding the amount of electricity that's required for these data centers, the displacement of people and communities to build these data centers, the amount of water that is utilized in the cooling of these data centers, the materials that are brought to bear to build these data centers. The environmental impact is non-existent. That is of no consequence because this literally is an arms race. So the bottom line is the country that achieves superintelligence first wins and institutes the Ten Kingdoms and connects all of these by way of the fiber optic cables around the world. I said that 90% of the data for the internet is transmitted through these fiber optic cables. A similar number, 90% of the capacity of these fiber optic cables is not being used. In the trade, this is referred to as dark fiber optic. There are no photons being transmitted. Only about 10% of the capacity of the existing fiber optic systems, both on land and under the sea, around the world, is being utilized. That leaves another 90% of capacity. All of this was built in when the fiber optic systems were installed, anticipating today, anticipating the networking of these data centers. The beast from the sea is the network of fiber optic cables connecting the data centers. And once all of these are connected, in particular, in the near term, the first initial 10 are connected by fiber optic cables here in the U.S., the U.S. will achieve superintelligence. The data centers are the necessary data processing. They refer to it as the compute power that's necessary for superintelligence. So our barometer, our timeline is, when do these data centers go online? When will they achieve 10 data centers going live online? So I hope this helps. I hope it gives you some sense of where we are in the timeline of humanity. Nothing like this has ever occurred in previous recorded human history. This kind of effort, this singular agenda item. And again, this has biblical consequences for all of humanity. God bless you all.